Blog Talk Radio.
First thing she did, shut the door.
Which one's Steven Wendell? 641.
Yeah, it should be the only one close to the top now. All the others have been purged.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083.
Now, we're going to scrap that one. That's no longer going to be the viable address. And I got a lot to change. I'm glad I heard that. It's, pay attention to the changes coming on YouTube. We're going to shut that. We're going to crack that door and shut that. But, that's all right. We've been hot before. Good. I know you've been hot. So you count doing two-a-days, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Israel, hallelujah, glory to the King. We're here. We're here.
Yes, sir.
Because we're joined by our brethren in here, and I tell you one thing. You know, we always say that the next feast, well, the feast that we just got finished experiencing, exceed the previous feast.
Every year.
One reason why they get better is because the Most High Yah is purging us all us, you know, the spots. Man, such a sweet spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong, the victorious, the mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank each and every last one of you for being here, brother Galen. Thank you for your offering there, my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, if you missed this year's Passover, you really missed it.
Yeah.
You really missed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just missed it. Again, I'm going to say it again. Yashar, you had experience, man, in church and all this other stuff. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, sir. No, sir. This is the true heritage of Israel, and it's a pleasure and privilege to be here.
I know one thing, I guarantee you, don't none of them camps have not even a nickel worth of rat's ass of the power that we got.
No, sir.
I guarantee they don't.
No, sir.
I guarantee they've never seen it.
No, sir. Not a lot of knowledge. Not a word.
Yeah, but what the book says, knowledge puffed up.
That's right.
And that's the reason why they can't help, they don't have the humility.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
They don't have the humility that, I'm saying, that ain't, don't worry about it. Christianity is in the same loop, same lump. Yeah, they ain't got nothing either. And, I mean, how much more can you do? We have to do to prove that we're Yah's people. I mean, he backs us up and confirms the word with fine following all the time. And where else have you seen a place where you see Israelites just shouting and praising and crying and dancing and worshiping, and I mean the whole nine yards, everything you see David did over the into Helium, same thing here. Where else do you see that at?
You don't.
All I'm doing is challenging folks. I'm not saying, you know, the people who don't produce nothing always talk about bragging. So if you're not producing anything, what's your category? Because I already know what your category is. I would that you eat a hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're lukewarm, I'm
going to
spew you out of my mouth. I already know your condition.
Come on.
What are you going to do about the book when it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe?
Yes, sir.
In my name they shall cast out devils.
Come on.
And they shall speak with new tongues.
Come on.
Just on them two right there.
That
disqualifies all the camps.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They disqualifies 99.9% all Christianity.
Come on.
You got a few of them out there. Now it's crazy when you got Christians bringing the words of this of these pages along with it of the book, and it's actually, you know, functioning in their lifestyle.
Right.
That's a rebuke. You know, mm-hmm. everybody who calls himself Israel.
Right.
That don't even produce what the fruit of the Spirit says. Am I making any sense?
That's right.
A strong rebuke. But you can't do that over here.
No,
sir. No, we're leading the charge in these last days. We bless the name of God. I see him. Yahshua. Jesus the Christ. And guess what? Satan can't cast out Satan.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom divided against itself can't stand.
I'm
ruling again. Something wrong with the name of Jesus.
Go ahead.
Come on with it. Then we would have no power.
Hallelujah.
By saying that name.
Right. Hallelujah.
They say the name and they can't produce any power or words. So what's the problem? See what I mean?
Yes,
y'all making my boast in him.
Yeah.
Got to. Making my boast, I'm bragging on him. Yep, you got it right. I'm bragging on what the master did on the tree.
Come on.
Exactly what he said. He equipped the 70.
Mm-hmm.
He equipped the 12.
Yeah.
And he clearly told them, behold, I give you power.
Yeah.
To tread on serpents.
Come on, step.
And over all power. What that power is to stand on the street corner saying, that's right.
Oh, no.
The hell? Or get like the Catholic Church. You put on so many damn garments. And you broaden your phylacteries. And you love to be called holy, holy, holy. Priest, priest, priest. Rabbi, rabbi, rabbi. Father, father, father. Yeah, you love being called all those names and stuff. And all you got on is a bunch of clothes. They getting fancy with these garments, boy. I much rather have my damn armor vest, man, and my
come on, sir.
My tactical helmet, man, and an AR in my hand, isn't it? Full arm? Yeah, there you go. Full arm. All we're doing is proving all things. Like the book says, then what? Holding fast to that which is good. Hey, go ahead and tell them to give me a number.
That thing is right there.
Pilot, I don't know what. Well, we here to brag on the Most High Yah.
Yes, we are.
So many things come from far and near. And I realize how much of a great expense that it is traveling in this environment, given the inflation that's going on in the world today. I realize that. And the Most High Yah sees the sacrifice that takes place. And he's not ever going to make any concessions for us with not, you know, being disobedient. But we have to be obedient.
Yes, sir.
And when we are obedient, as old folks say, he's a way maker.
Yeah.
He makes a way out of nowhere. Y'all ought to put one in the dang freezer for me because this stuff is hot.
Yes, sir.
Monkey Bass, glad to see y'all back in there.
Hallelujah.
We got a few folks in here donating again tonight. Hallelujah. Bless y'all. For the work of the ministry. Fernandez, 49. Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you. Good job for being there, Monkey Bass. I knew you'd come through. I don't know what happened. Brother Richard told me about the opposition that you're up against. Who knows what the heathen is doing? You know, book says, does, you know, let the heathen rage. And for sure, they are raging.
Yeah, they are.
How do you think our enemies, you know they were there every service, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing else better. What else to do, man?
Oh, yeah.
I love the enemies being there.
Mm-hmm.
They motivate me to keep on doing what I'm doing. They give me inspiration under the unction of the Ruach.
Come on. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got to send a shout out to them, Brother Rashawn and them brothers and them Sukkim Saints down there, man. They have just, Brother Rashawn, he came to me and he says, I'm going to be the replacement for a brother that we did have doing this, but I'm going to do it in righteousness.
Yes,
Brother Rashawn is the ministry's new superior.
I'm with it.
Grill master. When he bought that fish in there that night, and I'm telling y'all, see, we were feasting.
Yeah. Yes, you were.
Man, we ate some striped bass.
Yeah.
Some crappie. Mm-hmm. Walleye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they must have bought all that fish that you and Brent and all the brothers been catching. They must have bought out 8 pounds of fish.
I think it was more than that.
It's probably more than that. They kept it coming. You ever been on places where you put the chip down and if it's faced up, then they keep on bringing the food, but if you turn it over and it shows a red color or something, they mean stop. They just kept coming. They kept coming. Quail, yard bird, beef brisket, wagyu. Man, I mean, they just came with a nice offering, too. They literally gave of themselves. Even still to this day, they were bringing food to my dog. Wagyu steak burger. On an egg over medium. Just doing it. And then shout out to Straightway Georgia Sisters, who served the whole entire feast. And I'm not just talking about that they served at the feast of Pentecost. I mean, Passover. They served all the way through to the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yes, sir.
7 straight solid days. And with smiles on their faces. Happy to see the saints. Man, I tell you what, man, you can see what Elder Rupert's leadership is doing now. What a beautiful, beautiful thing it was. Huh? And I just, anybody got any? Y'all talk loud. One of y'all, any of y'all got anything to say about y'all experience at the feast?
Refreshing.
Yeah. Refreshing.
Renewing.
A lot of people got baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Out of that. So that's after being delivered.
Yeah.
When we was in the mass deliverance, man, if y'all notice, I cut that thing short as I don't know what, man. I skipped like 3-4 pages, went right into it. Mm-hmm. Y'all were too busy. You with them spirits? Oh, yeah. I was like, man, he fucking look at him. Y'all remember when I was up there and all of a sudden I stopped and started antagonizing them spirits because they were trying to hold back and they were pop, well, why they look at him? Mm-hmm. They trying to look at him. Mm-hmm. Boy, watch this.
That was my
them dang devils. You know it's y'all because I don't do that every time. You know it's y'all. And then by the power of the spirit of truth, by the blood of Jesus, all of the demons start cutting the food. See, he's still doing the same work that he did. He's still doing the same work. You want a nasty man?
Yes, sir.
Or what do y'all bring up? Bring one of them hand towels in here for your shop. Because he's in here sweating bullets, man. I do mean bullets.
Hot seat.
Yeah.
But, man, I tell you, the feast was just a literal blessing.
Yeah, it was.
But, man, I'm telling you. And Brother Rashawn, them still here cooking.
They are. Yeah. Just finished.
They just finished. Mm-hmm. And did it with a smile on his face.
Oh,
too. Kind of one of them. Yep. Did it with a smile on his face. Well, y'all remember, how many times y'all ever heard me say, y'all take y'all time going home?
Yes.
I said it a lot this week. Did I not say it a lot this week?
Yes, sir.
If you'd have took heed, it wouldn't have been no accident.
While here.
No.
Take your time while
here. Yeah, take your time while here. Out there everywhere. In the history of Straightway, I've always said, well, y'all be, you know, make sure y'all be careful on all this old other stuff like that, but never as much as I put emphasis on this one.
Yeah.
We already know the reports.
But hallelujah. Y'all good. We glad that nobody got hurt significantly. You know what I mean? Brother Steve and Sister Wendup and Canada, thank y'all for all y'all labor of love. Everything you do, them feast days, calendars. Have y'all really truly sat down and read and looked over those feast days, calendars, really studied them things? There's a lot of detail in them things. A lot of detail in them things. And of course, Brother Steve is probably one of the best webmasters in the world. He does just beautiful work. We got a website, and we have a backup website. Do we have a website within a website? Got a lot of information on there. Everybody asks me, why you stop newsletters? I ain't stop writing newsletters. Just ain't no time writing no newsletters. Y'all know how difficult writing is? You don't believe me? Write a book. Try to sit down and write a book. See how difficult it is. Writing a book ain't no joke. It ain't no joke. It's some serious business. And then, man, Brother Daniel preached a message, though, didn't he?
Sure
did. More than he preached a message.
Yes, sir.
Just a beautiful word there.
Yes,
talking about that love. Talking about that love that you got to have it, because you don't have it, man. I'm telling you.
And you.
You got to have love.
Yes, sir.
You got to have love, because the gifts work by love.
Yes, sir.
Got to have it. And Daniel just, man, he just a pinpointed. Every single one. On time, on point. Anointed man of Yah.
Sure.
Very dang good.
Yes, sir.
And then all the people that got healed. And I'm gonna wait on these testimonies to come in.
Hallelujah.
Of all the people that actually received healing as well. But the best speech we've had by far. Excellent. Just a beautiful, beautiful piece. It really truly was. Just can't say it enough. There will not be any lion's den tonight. All right? No lion's den tonight. Hallelujah. Well, the next major feast, I hate them dang things. Y'all got some things in y'all homes too?
Yes, sir.
There was an epidemic of them things this year. Did they take the place of the cicadas?
Ladybugs. Used to be ladybugs.
Yeah, but I ain't never smelled one of them, though. I can kill 100 of them things. Do they stink? I know I'm going to be clogged up. I know I ain't got COVID. No, I don't have COVID. Well, anyway, the next major feast is the Feast of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
5th of June. Looking forward to seeing some of you and you there, or here, on the land. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. Because we're 50 days from this way we'll achieve.
Hallelujah.
And we've been in that count. You're going to be surprised how fast that 50 days go.
Hallelujah.
That 50 days is going to go fast. It really is. Glad that everyone did make it home safely, the ones that did that. I'm glad that nobody had any major accident. When I say major accident, I'm talking about nobody got killed. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm telling y'all. You know, I want y'all to, I don't get up and just be talking just to hear myself talk. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all need to pay attention if I'm start talking. If I say certain things, it should automatically just perk up your spiritual antennas.
Mm.
You should say, oh, now, wait a minute now. Pastor ain't never said that one. Like, not like that before. He never drove that home. Not like that. Now, wait, we better be paying attention. Because after a feast like we just had, don't the thief come up not but to what?
Steal, kill, and destroy.
Did he try?
He tried.
He tried or didn't he? He tried. Unfortunately, we didn't lose no one.
Hallelujah.
I tried, but, you know, if I come hard, they don't want to hear. You come meek and soft, they still don't want to hear. So with Israel, it makes no difference on what way you deliver the message. It's all about what ground the message is falling on.
That's it.
It really is.
That's it.
Hmm?
That's it. Yeah.
What ground are you?
That's it.
What ground are you? Of course, it's a wonderful thing, too, to see all these Israelite women pregnant. I'm part of my head now. Yeah. Hmm? We definitely, 20 years, boy, this man's going, whew. That's how you grow a nation.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the Yah does all things well.
Yes, he does.
I wish I had somebody before me in the generation that could pick up the Bible and read it and understand and implement it.
Right.
You know how far we could be along right now? Huh? Well, at least one thing, we had flavor to Lafayette, though, didn't we?
Oh, yes,
we had flavor. And they hate, every time they see them 10 cars, boy, they be, ugh. They hate it. And I be loving it. Love seeing Israel. Love seeing the saints. I mean, after all, we might as well get used to each other. We'll be doing this for a long time. Throughout all of eternity.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, the next festivities or the order of business we're going to be talking about tonight, we're going to be talking about divorce and remarriage. Divorce and remarriage and the defining of certain things, different words, and how you can't use Merriam-Webster's. And use the old adage, just because we're in a certain period of time, that words change. Yah says that he don't change. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and I change not.
Yes,
over the renewed covenant, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He also says, my word is forever settled in heaven. And then to confirm all that, he says, it is written. So just because you live in a different time frame and you're more modern when it comes to technology and doing things, that does not make you superior. As a matter of fact, it makes you worse off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to define a few things, because this seems to be an issue nowadays. I don't think it's ever going to be rectified, because, you know, we want to deal with sin. We just want to just deal with it, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Sin, hell, and the devil. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for the offering. Appreciate it. I understand and appreciate Brother Timothy for giving the offering. Hallelujah. All right. So, if I said it once, I said it 1,000 times, I guess 1,001 is just not going to hurt, then, is it? It's very important, even when you get up to do devotion in the morning, or if you're having devotion and prayer at night, no matter when you are approaching the scriptures, it's very important that you approach it from the right frame of mind.
Yes.
Too many times, more often than not, what do? We pick up the book, and we haven't even checked our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have not even checked our mind. We've got nothing. We just pick up the book and start reading, and we didn't even clear ourselves to make sure that we are in a position that we can adequately receive the word. In other words, we really truly don't exercise sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sober-minded. We just do stuff. And we claim that just because we do it, we don't check the box, we done it.
Come on.
And no wonder we don't have too much enduring substance today. Very careful when you approach the book. Because when you approach the book, you're approaching the word of Yah. Should be a high level of honor and esteem there. It should, and reverence. And that's another thing we'd have, the fear of Yah. I would venture to say more people have more fear of man than they do Yah.
Yes,
no wonder you're snared. So, just because you heard somebody say something some time ago, it doesn't mean that it's fact. Did you check it out? Did you do your due diligence? While we may yet preach and teach the word, you're still charged to be like the Bereans.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to stand before the Most High and say, well, that lying preacher told me and misled me. Or my mom or my dad, I just followed, you know, the tradition of them. You can't do that.
Right.
Every man's going to give an account of his own self.
That's right.
And if you're head of a household, meaning you have a family, you really, as the priest of your home, You got a heavy weight on you. Heavy weight on you. Most High Yah ain't playing. So when you approach this word, you should be approaching it not from a Greek mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the church father's mindset. When I say church fathers, let's don't confuse it. We're not talking about John Wesley, John Calvin, Martin Luther. We're not talking about the Christian church fathers because they're not our fathers.
Right.
I don't give a damn about what John Wesley, John Calvin, Martin Luther, C.S. Lewis, all them kiss my ass as far as I'm concerned. Because they can't do it. They all passed on. Now, I'm showing you how much I don't give a damn what emphasis at about what they say. Our church fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Samuel, David, Yeshua, Peter, James, John. That's our church fathers. Those people that they call church fathers in Christianity ain't got no books in this group.
No.
They're not even reading Bible books, so I don't care what the hell they say. It's nothing but opinions. It's all it is. Well, you come from the law and the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And you come from the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Come on.
Now, you dealing with nothing but truth there.
I think it's Mark 11:20. Let me make sure it get over here. I ain't read that one just yet.
So, I'm hoping that some way, somehow, as the old saying goes, that I'm at least trying my best to get us to be sober-minded and put a defibrillator on our mind so that even when we're listening here tonight, we listen with a sober, critical ear. How much more better can I do this? I'm trying to just lay down.
No, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
The caveat is coming later. So, here we go. When you read the Messianic writings, when you read the message, you have got to realize that the message that they speak, what you're reading, the experience that they're coming from, is coming from a Hebraic perspective. Just because it was written in Greek doesn't mean that it's not come from a Hebrew perspective. And if you want to be more concrete about approaching this word and growing in Messiah, you must approach everything from a Hebraic perspective because the people were Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
Yah said himself that he is the Elohim of the Hebrews. What that mean? That means if it's defined one way in the Hebrew, and by the time you get over to the Messianic writings and somebody doesn't turn around, put pen to paper, and then redefine what has already been defined, you can cast that thought and that spirit out.
Yes, sir.
Just because it's written on and it doesn't pass by all these people who are so-called Canaanites, the word and stuff. We're talking about the word of Yah. You know, when the Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of Yah, and it is profitable for doctrine. Now stop for a second. It says all scripture. It didn't say Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Yeah.
It didn't say Acts,
yeah.
Romans,
yeah.
Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippi, Thessalonica, Philemon, James. It didn't say none of that.
Come on.
They spoke from the perspective of scripture. But if you turn around and make a mistake and come from Christianity and its so-called, quote-unquote, lawless New Testament perspective, you're going to be off. And you're going to be far away from y'all. And he already warned you and told you, you be careful. Lest any man deceive you by any means. And most of us just simply are not taking heed. We're not taking heed. We just assume that the people up in front of us, oh, they love us. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they can love you. They can be dumb as hell and still love you. That doesn't make them right.
Yes, sir.
You can love them. You can love your enemy. That still don't make them right. You still have to prove all things. When Yahshua was approaching the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, how many times? Too many times we can count. Too many more than we can number. How many times did he approach them? Over and over again. It is written.
It is written.
Come on.
It is written. Well, is it written? It doesn't like it. See what I'm saying? It wasn't written there. You see what I mean? Approach is very important.
Come on.
Kingly important.
Yes, sir.
For the right perspective. So you got sentiments out there today that tell people that if you've been married and you get a divorce, you're going to hell. That's what they say. They are liars. They are the ones who are going to hell for lying. Don't all liars have that part?
Yes, sir.
In the lake?
Yes, sir.
That burning with fire and brimstone. They all lies. They say so. Just a select few. That means religious liars.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
It says all liars.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
No exception. All liars. White lie, little lie, big lie, small lie.
Come on with it. Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
That's all. See how concrete that is?
Yes, sir.
In other words, when you start seeing from this perspective and out of these lenses right here, then the scales fall from your eyes.
Hallelujah.
You start to take heed to the things that are written.
Yes,
and they start to mean more to you than your necessary bread.
Yeah.
Because man will not, shall not, by all think. Is that what I think it is?
It's all.
It's all. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by
every word, every selected word.
Strike that one from the book.
Every.
Surely the penmanship of the scribes is in vain.
Every word
that proceeded forth out of the mouth of Yah. And again, I'm going to say it again and reiterate this. We haven't taken heed. We haven't taken heed. Christianity will run to Matthew 5 and Matthew 19, and it will twist, warp, and distort everything. So to understand is, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 24.
Come on.
And we're going to hit this. And I'm going to hit this. Look at this. Yes, ma'am. Bible reading 24 verses 1 through 4. It reads, come on, teach.
When a man has taken a wife.
Wait a minute. Keep thought there. The woman don't take the man. Again, I'm about to do this to show y'all how concrete you need to be. Because then you understand patriarchy.
Yes, sir.
You got men today, you can't take nothing without the approval of your so-called wife, your mom, your dad, your friend. Take means what? Take is a violent act.
It is.
Take.
Ooh,
take. I'm take. Bam! Take.
Yes, sir.
I'm not asking your damn opinion.
Right.
I don't care what you say, you know what I mean? I'm taking.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay, man, they, when they couldn't even speak. Boom. Smack your side of the dang head. Drag you by your hair in the cave, and he took the woman.
Yep.
I know y'all find it hard to believe it. We used to be like, I mean, that sounds like the open if you say, como se dice español?
Yeah, that was smooth.
Well, you say, choose, you have to send to
a damn, okay.
In the bag. Now make sense.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a ball bearing.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't understand the meaning of the language.
Yep.
That's good. All it did was ask, what time is it?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have steak and fries? One from one language, one from another. Ha! You know what I mean? So if a man take a wife, read,
And married her?
And you what?
Married her.
Now, marry her don't mean you go out and you spend $5,000-$10,000 on a wedding. You get a big old white dress with a white cake. Everything's white now. I told you, everything white. Whitewashed. Cool white ball knocking the hell out of black balls. I mean, I go on and on and on. When he marry her? Marry her simply means when he goes into her. So now, see the reason why it takes so long? Because we gotta hit it like this.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Because this is actually teaching you how to study the scripture. Yeah. Line up on line.
Yeah, come on.
Go to Isaiah 11:11 real quick.
Yes,
Isaiah 11:10-11. Precept on precept.
Mm-hmm.
Then twist this up too. We had to read.
Isaiah 11?
Yep, verse 10.
And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse.
Now, I'm way off. Go to verse 11.
Then shall come to pass in that day that Yah shall set his hand again the thing.
Wait a minute, where the hell am I at?
Is it 10:11 or 11?
And Isaiah 28:11. There you go. Thank you very much. Isaiah 28:11. Thank you, McNabb.
They've been a good help me on that.
Help her.
They ain't trying to help me. Help her.
My son Timothy. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear what I said. You got your eyes glued on that cheesecake.
Yes, sir, I did.
I said my son Timothy. Isaiah 28:11. That's it right there. Start at verse 10, though.
For precept must be upon precept.
Go ahead.
Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line.
Now, if he's repeating it,
mm-hmm.
You think that means business?
Yes, sir.
In our culture, like y'all said, Samuel. First time you know you ain't listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second time, now wait a minute.
Come on.
I got your attention now.
Come on with it.
If he's repeating something, that means emphasis added. Then get your undivided attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up out of stupor. Wake up out of sleep.
Yeah.
Y'all see how we doing this?
Yes, sir.
Read.
Here a little. There a little. Four. With stammering.
So we already get it. Line up on line, precept on precept.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yep.
Here a little, there a little.
Mm-hmm.
Four with.
Stammering lips.
And a what?
And another tongue.
Now, see, we ain't going to keep going this way because we hit this one. We got to go to Joel 2:28.
Ooh.
Then we got to walk that all the way up.
Ooh.
From what was said. They said that the people didn't speak in tongues. I'm sure you get an Old Testament when he spoke in tongues.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah. Give me that mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, back over to Deuteronomy. This cheesecake.
Mm. Very alive, very alive.
Read it from the top again, T-Shake. I already done been all over it. Come on.
When a man
do what?
Has taken a wife.
Read.
And married her, and it comes to pass.
And it comes to what?
That she find no favor in his eyes.
Find no what?
Favor.
Come on.
Because he has found some uncleanness in her.
No, wait a minute. She found some uncleanness in him.
He found uncleanness in her.
But see, with this feminist generation today, women are trying to look for uncleanness in the man. You don't get to judge the man.
Nope.
Y'all does.
Yeah.
Anyway, see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Hey, could you imagine how many raving Jezebels over there just spawning right now?
Hallelujah.
We're not playing this gender pronoun crap either.
Come on.
He means him means one with a penis.
Yes, sir. That's concrete to me. Concrete.
Great.
Concrete to me.
That's school theologian right there. He got letters.
Mm-hmm.
So he hearing this a whole lot different than y'all. He hearing this. Read.
Then let him.
Let her.
Him.
Let she.
Him.
Let it.
Him.
Let him.
Mm-hmm.
A wife is a woman.
Come on.
I don't care what society say. A wife is not a damn man or whatever you think you got conjured up. What the hell is going on? Y'all get them damn flies.
Why don't you get them things that way, man?
Yeah. Ain't nothing but the devil. Well, what you do, hit them that way. So we're not playing this gender confusion. The fly squad is in there. I mean, you can get it right there. Go ahead. You can grab them with the fingers. Because they don't move fast at all. They got a death wish on them. Well, we got a demon problem we got to take care of in here.
Hallelujah.
You got to bring that chair over here and get that. We're going to take a time out here for a second, all right? Mm. We'll be right back here in just a second. We got to take care of something, all right?
Good point.
Israelite men took care of their duties and responsibilities. So they had a father that would teach them.
Hallelujah.
That's the reason why another Israelite will go run another Israelite through with a javelin if he went out and laid with one of another nation.
Yeah.
Because you bring an abomination upon us. You bring some uncleanness and you're trying to bring a curse on us as a people.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
See, today we just relax it off. That's why so many people fall away every dead season.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Read on.
And when she is departed out of his house.
When she's departed out of what?
His house.
When she, now, whose house is it?
His house.
Now, mind you, if you, now, we're reading this, but you got to know the whole of Scripture. Because the whole of Scripture is to make sure that the woman is taken care of from cradle to grave. So don't get offended because you don't know the Scripture. It's the duty and responsibility and the obligation of the man to make sure that the woman and his seed is taken care of. As a matter of fact, everything we do today, we don't even really do it so much for our seed as for their seed.
Right. All
right. It starts going to children, children. Most people just stop with just sons today. Yeah, that hair's going to be there, but it's also, you're supposed to be doing something for you, the children, your son, and
that's the word.
The children.
That's the word.
See, people just, they just got this tunnel vision.
Come on.
Nothing but tunnel vision.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I mean? Emphasis that. So when you have this working knowledge of what the book says, it stops all the foolishness and the nonsense. Every bit of it. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Children's children. Read.
And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife.
See, this is where we are. Now, wait a minute. So if the man is according to law, and when Yahshua was speaking, he was speaking full well with the knowledge of what the law said. You know the reason why? Because he the one who gave it to Moses to write.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Moses was different than all of us. Moses knew him face to face. Yeah, he did. Moses, Yah didn't speak with Moses in riddles and dark sayings. He made it plain and made it clear.
Sure did.
To Moses. And so we're reading this, we're reading the literal word that came right out of the mouth of Yah. And his instruction was, that when you give her a bill, what teacher?
Hand it to her, give it to her hand.
You give it to her in her hand, and do what?
Send her out of his house.
Send her out of his house. Read.
And when she is departed out
and
of
when
his
she
house,
is gone out of the house, she may what?
You may go and be another man's wife.
Now, let's stop here for a minute, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, we stop here for a second. What the Torah is telling us is this woman, while her husband is alive, she's alive, this thing, this covenant is dissolved. She has a clean break. Same thing when you go over the book of Matthew. When you see that yourself was minded to put away Miriam privily, not to bring an evil name upon her. But these women today, they get put away. First thing they do is run to social media. Here you are trying to protect their name and honor, but first thing you'll do is run out there. And what if we told all your dirt? See, we still got to maintain our honor. Because they ain't got no honor. What about get out there and broadcast all your dirt now? Whoa, boy, you don't look so good in a court of public opinion, do you? Because me, I don't care about a court of public opinion. I care about the image of God. You hear this?
Yes, sir.
Yosef was such an honorable man.
Yeah.
When Mary come to her, said, wait a minute. Hey, another man ain't been with me. Well, if your wife come to you and say, another man ain't been with me. My baby's a child of the Holy Spirit. The angel of Yahweh came to me. You'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. Right. The only thing that could convince you is the angel of Yahweh showing up himself. And he knew it. That's why he showed up. He showed up. That's why he knew it. Look at yourself. Fear not to take underneath Miriam as thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
And then what he went ahead and took care of
it.
Which I throw a whole bunch of other stuff. It doesn't really matter in that because I don't think people, I don't know they read it anyway. So now we go back to Deuteronomy where you left off. Teach, go ahead.
And if the latter husband...
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. She done got remarried. While her first husband is alive.
Right.
Did you know what I said?
Yes, sir.
She has gotten remarried while her first husband is still alive. And if her latter husband, the one she's previously married to, read on,
hate her,
did he do what?
Hate her.
Hate her, what happens?
And write her a bill of divorce.
Now, I'm sorry, at this damn point, the problem is not the man.
Tell it.
The problem is the woman.
Tell it.
Nobody, no man in his right mind, especially two men, is going to want to depart from an agreeable, a submissive, are you hearing this?
Yes.
A righteous, a woman of a meek and quiet spirit within the sight of Yah, of a great price.
Right.
Ain't no man
no.
is going to want to write a bill for somebody like that.
No. No, sir.
You think Suzanne's husband want to write her a bill? He already know her character.
Oh.
Y'all hear me talking?
Yes, sir.
Now she's on the second time and she getting another bill. See, the whole purpose of a bill is so that you don't get an evil name up on her and then it'll go free.
Right.
But if you get two of these things in your hand and stuff here, you are suspect. Come on now. You suspect. Now we got out of the mouth of two or more witnesses. Let's say the word be established.
Yeah.
Hey, you are a straight-up suspect now.
Yeah.
Come on.
And gives it in her hand.
Give it in her hand.
And sends her out of his house.
Should have been sent away the second time. Read on.
Or if the latter husband died.
Now, you hear that? If the latter husband died, I mean the one that she was, the last one she was with.
Yes, sir.
If he dies. Read on.
Which took her to be his wife, her former husband.
In other words, well, things didn't work out over here. I got my old husband, my first husband that I was married to. You know what I mean? I just think I'll just go back over there and get humble myself, submit myself to the walls. Man, we're getting invaded tonight, Lord. Don't worry about it. Ain't gonna sting unless you land on me. So anyway, so... If her latter husband passes away, she can't go back and be the first husband's wife. Why, teacher? Because what is the... Go ahead, you let him just sit there and suffer. Oh, you didn't hit him hard enough. There you go, smack it, man. You come up on that one. What the... Sit down, son. Sit down. Give me that. We get up, the devil just makes things. He just like that. You got him?
He on top of the table.
Yeah, here we go.
We ain't gonna get invaded.
Anyway, come on, T.
Her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, he had his woman, he put her away. He got buyer remorse. So he wants to go back, take her. The book says, even if that one died, you can't do what?
Back her again to be his wife.
But you know what these churches, these Christian churches out here teaching today?
What's that?
They're teaching that if you have been married, remarried and divorced, more than once, or one time, or two, just once, they teach that you've got to go back to your first husband. What in the law does God been saying?
Abomination.
Then, well, watch. What does it say after that, teach?
After that, she is defiled.
She is what?
Defiled.
She's defiled. Why?
For that is an abomination before Yah.
So what's more of an abomination of them and that false doctrine talking about that you got to go back? I mean, you can't divorce or remarriage is a sin? But then here's a woman that's been divorced
and you can't go back to the first oven. But you are instructing people in your Christian churches to go and commit an abomination. Go and commit sin by returning.
Good.
When you already been defiled? See, that's false doctrine. Look at that. They teach that in Christian churches today. Mainly a bunch of holiness churches. Got people up here defiled and committing adultery all over the dang place. Just busting up Torah law. Reteach.
And you shall not cause the land to see.
There it is. You do something like that, not only your actions have done something, but you have literally caused the what?
The land.
In other words, you brought a spirit upon the place.
Come on, sir.
You just opened the door wide open for spirits to come in and start influencing the mind of gullible people. So they teaching these people out there to go into a land that's already been defiled, to go back and defile you.
No, sir.
When a woman is put away, when a woman, and today they will say, separate, gone, and you lay with another man, you can't go back to that. No way, shape, or form. Now, if you did all this before you come to the knowledge of the truth, I'm sure y'all got all the mercy in the world. But if we sin willfully,
yeah,
with it,
come on.
After, they said, what is that? Hebrews 10:26, man. Come on. And then what is that? See, there's favor. There's mercy in it. Because mercy rejoices against judgment.
Come on,
man. You just got to know the book. We got to read. Four.
If we sin, will.
How do we do that now?
Will.
Now, first of all, number one, how the hell are you going to know what sin is if you don't know that sin is a transgression of the law? Christianity don't know what sin is because they do away with the law. But 1 John 5:4 says that sin is a transgression of the law. You can't do away with the law because if you do away with the law, you don't know what sin is.
Hallelujah.
You ain't the law. You don't get to make up shit yourself.
Come on, preacher.
Well, my feelings hurt. I don't like this. The hell with your damn feelings. The book didn't say your righteous has died right now. And your law is all there. That's all truth.
Yeah.
Come on
now.
Here we go.
Come on. You got some damn demons ministering to your ass.
Yeah, come on.
I mean,
the reason why a Christian don't stand a snowball chance in hell against a real Israelite? You're fighting a losing battle right here. And we ain't got to the nitty gritty. We're dealing with surface level knowledge.
Yeah.
So we sin willfully after we do what, teacher?
After that, we have received.
Notice this is after. Because we were born in sin, shape, and iniquity. We did a hell of a lot of sin.
Right.
But now we come to the knowledge of truth.
Yeah.
Now, after having the knowledge of truth, if you go out and you sin willfully, what does it say?
There remains no more sacrifice.
There remains no more atonement.
Come on with it.
For sin.
Come on with it.
Because what you done, you already received the knowledge of the truth. But what you have done, you have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith we will sanctify, holy, set apart. As a matter of fact, it says that don't teach you and read, I don't want to get ahead of that.
There remains no more sacrifices for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
All you that are against the word. Read on.
He that despised Moses' law.
I mean, how did he die?
Died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
Read.
Of how much more sore punishment.
What kind of punishment?
Sore.
Come on.
Suppose you. Shall he be thought worthy
who has trodden underfoot the Son of Yah.
Now, hold on. You hear that? Trodden underfoot the what?
Son of Yah.
In other words, everything that he did didn't mean a damn thing to him. It was worthless, useless. Read on.
It has counted the blood of the covenant.
Counted the what?
The blood of the covenant.
Of what?
Wherewith he was sanctified.
Well, he was sanctified. What did he say?
An unholy thing.
See what I mean?
Common.
Because you want to do your own will. The blood wasn't powerful enough.
Come on.
Not in your eyes. To forgive your sin, to atone for sin. So you make light of it. I did it my way.
Oh, come on.
Read on.
It has done despite.
What have you done?
Despite.
To what?
Unto the spirit of grace.
Y'all ain't playing. Imagine you, this is what you call New Testament.
Yes, it is.
Read.
Well, we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me.
Now, wait a minute. Did he say that in a New Testament? Did he say it? For we know him that has said. And don't tell me y'all speaking in the New Testament. Y'all speaking in the New Testament by his son.
Come on.
Yes,
sir.
He says, y'all.
Yes,
in sundry times.
Yeah.
That's spoken to us, but in these last days by his son.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
No, that's
the book. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same
words.
And the son is going to speak what the father said.
Yes.
And
words.
Welcome. And the son said, I am a father of one.
One.
Yes.
Oh,
nah.
Oh. The ball, Chef.
And to make sure he reiterated that, to make sure it's right, the apostles came to Yahshua and said, Father, Jesus, we keep hearing all these thou, the, that was in their day. They didn't hear that. They heard Hebrew.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You in your translation is it reading that.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua said to them, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
Jesus.
If it were not so, I would have not told you.
I would not have told.
But I go
yeah.
to prepare
yeah.
a place for you.
Ooh.
That where I am,
yeah.
there you may be also in the way.
Come on now.
You know.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to prepare a way, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to prepare a way. Well, you keep talking about that we, you the Father and all of those stuff, and then Jesus, make it plain, show us the Father.
Have I been so long with you?
And yet you have not known him.
He that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
Come on, now. Yeesh.
See, this is rightly dividing the world right here. That's what this is doing.
Preach,
now
preach
it's
up.
Now it's like,
home.
Oh, yeah.
Feed it up, teach.
Vengeance belongs unto me.
It belongs to who?
Yah.
I will recompense, says Yah.
Now, in this order right here is being used, make light of the word. Go out there and just send wilderness. And look for the favor of Yah and see what you get.
Oh,
yeah. Mind you, this is after you have come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
And a lot of these people that have done been cut off in dead season, they've done that. They've done despite to the spirit of favor.
Wow.
So, I mean, this thing is bigger than all of us.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
Let's go back to the law. Deuteronomy, where you at? Verse 5 now. 24:5.
Yes.
Read.
When a man has taken a new wife.
Wait a minute.
Break it down.
You know, when you're thinking about this divorce or remarriage argument, in which it really ain't an argument.
No.
Why don't they ever talk about, because they won't talk about adultery, why don't they ever talk about a man that has done had wives and concubines. Because Abraham had wives and concubines.
Yes.
The father of the faith.
Yes, sir.
Jacob, the patriarch
mm-hmm.
of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
had four wives.
Yes, he did.
Moses had three wives.
Mm-hmm.
David had like nine wives, eight or nine concubines. The majority of the book you read is written by polygynous Hebraic Israelite family.
Yes,
men of Yah.
You my brother. Would y'all cardinal ass like just throw the whole book away? Throw it all to town, all of them.
Yeah.
Take out Psalms.
Yeah.
Take out, you damn sure got to take out Proverbs.
Right.
No, not that one. And Ecclesiastes. You got to take them all out now. Take them out. Take out the whole law.
Take it out
of that. And then get mad at us because we're in the restoration of all things we're doing, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell y'all something. You better be careful how you approach Yah. And no, so I say this with all humility. You better be extremely careful how you approach me.
That's not.
I don't care who you are.
I agree.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm totally irrelevant in all this.
Yes, sir.
But Yah ain't playing when he says, touch my anointed.
Yeah.
You may believe yourself to be anointed,
ooh,
but yet you ain't got no fruit.
Ooh.
Along with it. I didn't say that you were fruitless. I said you don't have any fruit because, see, first of all, fruit has to go through a maturity process.
Agriculture, come on.
Ooh,
come on.
Got to start from the seed.
Come on.
And then the seed has to grow up into the branch.
Come on.
You ain't the vine.
Come on.
With the branch. Yo, you follow?
Yes, sir.
Now, we know in the Old Testament talk about the servant, the branch.
Yeah, yeah.
But we been concretely with your mind the other day.
Gotcha.
And then you got to let that thing grow out.
Yeah, come on.
And then you got to get the leaves on there.
Yeah.
You have got to get the actual, the honeybees and come and pollinate. And then out of the flower comes the fruit. Now, there's fruit there.
Come on.
But the fruit is not ripened.
Go ahead.
The fruit got this cold. The fruit is still small.
Yeah.
You want to touch the fruit? You can't eat the fruit right then and there.
Cheer her.
That's a hell of a lot of cheering for 1 year. Now you on the hook.
Well, I'm a warrior. Not now, you ain't. You better be obedient to Yah. I mean, come on, brothers. If we knew y'all already, come on. You got this. You can't help it if you got that warrior spirit in you. You know you have a wife. You know you have children. But if you know that we got brothers up here at the front of the land, man, fighting and stuff, when we not grab every damn weapon off this thing up here, we are approaching, man, we going to war.
Yep.
It's automatically in us.
Oh, yeah.
We going to do damn war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't think about that. You just grab your dang weapon, strap up your boots, and let's get out there.
Yeah, good. That's good.
And that's not for the women to do. Contrary to what society is trying to peddle. The book says the woman ought to be a chaste keeper at home. All my side, chaste keeper at home.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee you one thing, once y'all listen to this, not one of these false preachers out there that's preaching divorce and remarriage is a sin, I guarantee you not one of them will debate me on openly in a civil form, recorded in front of everybody. Away from my home turf and your home turf. Professional moderator. We're going to get up and do all this damn hollering and screaming and shouting at each other. You ain't going to get nothing accomplished like that.
Yeah.
Bring your cameras, we'll bring our cameras. So that way we can get those shady stuff like they did up at Jacob's Well Church up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Them brothers all of a sudden lost the recording. Isn't that a good thing we had bought our home cameras there?
Because
guess what? They would have never known how much I handed that theologian, that Christian theologian, his ass.
Bad.
It's a slaughter. And you still stupid as hell if you still sitting there listening to that buffoon. But guess what? Somebody got to be ordained to a damnation.
Yeah, I need the blood.
You got to fill up your cup.
Yeah.
I have gunpowder.
Y'all see how far we done went already?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, teacher, then we're going to go ahead and move on.
When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war. Neither shall he be charged with any business.
Y'all hear that?
But he shall be free at home 1 year and shall cheer up his wife, which he has taken.
Now, that don't mean today, translation, that you get married and you just run around and get to walk around with your wife on the land holding hands and just having sex all day. If you don't own no business, you ain't charged with any business, so shut the hell up. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
We doing all right?
Yeah.
Now, tell you what, we're going to take over breaking into the week bacon. We're going to put a little bit of music on in for a second. Just open up that door for a second. We'll take it. Right back in. I know Jesus. He used to be that ice box. That man on the roof. Turn it on. Thank you.
Yes, there is fellowship in Maryland. All you have to do, there's a number behind me. You call this number. You tell us that you are from Maryland. And Mama's Mama, Mama Yogi says, where I'm thirsty. Yeah. And you leave a message for Elder Doug. Matter of fact, Elder Doug has been down a little bit late. Leave a message for Pastor Dow and Elder Doug. Put them in the dining hall when you do this number. And we will contact you. We will call you and put you in touch with a straightway fellowship in your respective areas. How's that?
You do pretty good.
You do pretty good.
Yeah,
that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Is there a fellowship in North Carolina? Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
We again. We have a fellowship in Arkansas, Little Rock as well. We have a fellowship in that area. Maybe you might have to drive a little bit, but we're there. Listen, call the number behind me, 615-688-3025. Nobody answers, leave a message on answering service. We have a responsible sister that will take your message. Put it on the board for myself and Elder Doug, and we will promptly get back to you when we can. Now, mind you, when you call, I'm going to say something. You may have to call two times or three times, and that's not because we didn't get your message. That's because, number one, it's going to show us how hungry you are for real fellowship, but number two, sometimes we have 50 or 100 people that is in front of you. This ain't like you picking up the phone, calling your neighbor, and they answer immediately. This is a fairly large ministry in the United States of America. Did I make any sense?
No, you don't. You spot on.
All right. So that's how we're going to do it, okay? All right. So bless you, Mama Yogi. And what about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? We have a fellowship in Pennsylvania as well.
We here.
Hey. We do.
We here.
We here. Lexington, North Carolina. Yes, we do. Truth set free. Truth set free. Next order of business. People are confusing the word fornication. And they're trying to mix. I want y'all to listen. Everybody listen. If you're listening, type in 7 in there.
7.
All right? Y'all have to understand, I am a Torah teacher.
Yes, you are.
You can tell I just don't sit here and just twiddle my damn thumbs and stuff like this. I'm a student of the word.
You mean that word?
A literal student.
Sure.
Now, let me go this route. Fornication is not written down in the Old Testament. Already got some of you, huh? The word that should be translated in a new covenant has been changed from fornication should be whoredoms. Whoredoms. Today, they're trying to tell you that fornication is grounds for adultery. First of all, number one, wrong. Adultery already has its laws. Fornication has its laws. So you go to Waikra or Leviticus chapter 11, no, chapter 18, Leviticus chapter 18, you will read a whole entire list of zina and zanu. Two Hebrew words. Whore, which we're going to deal with, zina. Cause to commit. And then in Strong's, they be screwing things all the hell up, man. Strong, Brown, Driver, all of them. You got to stick with the Hebraic. Fornication is not adultery, and adultery is not fornication. Adultery can only be defined by the status of a woman. How many times have I said that? Only. Only! Fornication has to do with a plethora of sins, such as sodomites, lesbianism, having sex with your daughter, sons having sex with mothers, and bestiality, incest. That's fornication. Women having sex with donkeys and dogs and... Yeah, for real.
Isn't that for a reason?
Y'all knew the sins of the Canaanites. Got a whole thing. Ain't no big deal. Everybody got one, I guess. Y'all knew the sins. Y'all knew the sins of the Canaanites, and he had to write it down in our law. Y'all hear it? He had to write it down in our law. Israel, this is what you don't do. You look at the world today, what the hell everybody doing?
The very opposite.
So this is a generation being prepared to receive the Antichrist.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I ain't capitulating. Looks like a Skittle. Walk like a Skittle. Shine bright like a Skittle. Sweet like a Skittle. Then damn it, it's a Skittle. What's wrong with that? Let me tell the truth.
Concrete.
You're talking about whoredoms, whores. You go to the New Testament, you're talking about whoremongers.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got something that's going to really throw y'all off y'all down. Here we go. But I'm not going to give you the answer until later on the other half. I'm going to give you the first half. Then I'll give you the answer for the second half. Well, I'm only going to give you the answer for the first half, so it's kind of like a riddle. Speaking to you in dark things.
Come on. Come
on. When Judah went and laid what he perceived to be a whore,
come on.
What judgment did he get?
Nothing.
What judgment did he get?
Nothing.
Did y'all cut him off?
We didn't.
Did he take him away from Israel?
If he did.
If he did, why in the hell he got a name of a gate after him?
Oh, my God.
If he did, then why did the fire even come through his line?
Yeah.
A kingdom.
Goodness gracious. Come on.
That means there's something wrong with the way we're thinking of here.
Woo!
Wow.
Where is the judgment of him going out and laying with a harlot? Even though we have hindsight and know that it wasn't a harlot. But where's the judgment? What happened to Judah? Can anybody... See, now this is where... This is the reason why women need to shut the hell up. You stay your damn tongue, stay in your damn lane, and stop speaking every damn thing to come to your wicked-ass mind because you don't know shit. All you do is bring a judgment on your ass. See, we're dealing with facts here.
Yes, sir.
We're not dealing with feelings and emotions.
Hallelujah.
No assumptions, no assertions. If you don't figure it out, you ain't got to figure it out. We'll answer it again at a later time. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Look at them. We got them really now, don't we? Or, how did Rahab? It clearly tells you that she was a
harlot.
Harlot. Have you ever read the faith chapter over in Hebrews chapter 11? How'd she get there? In other words, you better be careful. Extremely careful how you judge people. As you judge, so shall you be judged. Am I manipulating the word?
Not at all.
Am I bringing it straight down the middle?
Not at all.
Bring it up.
It's
right
like
Strong's tried his best to redefine Hebraic words under the assumption that words changes meaning over time. No. Gentile words change meaning over time.
That's true.
But Hebraic words, they don't change meaning. When I tell y'all, your damn theologians ain't ready, you ain't ready. And I'm a rough man, too, I promise you, by nature. I'm a rough, I ain't look rough, man. I had damn scars and calluses and bruises and broken bones and every damn thing. I'm just a rough man. Sorry. Again, I stated earlier, it's all about your approach. How you approach God's word is very, I'm telling you, you better start approaching with respect. And some serious reverence about what you're doing, because you're dealing with a Yah that's going to judge every single one of us. And you know how he's going to judge us? By the thoughts and the intent of your heart. So if you think something, what was the intent of your thought? What purpose were you seeking? What end to end to what measure?
You dig it in now.
Come on, hey. Going
in. Like I said, people don't take people seriously. I mean, everybody praying. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. No, everybody open their mouth. Everybody ain't praying.
Man.
The Most High God tells you in the prophet Yeshayahu, you declare that you may be justified. In other words, before you come to me, you make sure you have a declaration that you're well informed what you're getting ready to say when you talk to me. Just don't come up here and run your damn mouth in your kind of way. You had better be prepared when you come and talk to me. And then when I know you're prepared, when I hear you, then you're justified. Then I'll hear you. Am I too damn concrete here tonight, man? I mean, we pouring 5,500 minutes.
You are in here.
Good. Are we making any sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go to Leviticus 19:29. Is everybody all right? Everybody doing all right?
All right.
Glad to see all y'all back in the chat room, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Strength and honor.
Sir.
Strength and honor. It's a clear signal going on here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Clear signal.
Good. That's a clear word.
That's a clear signal.
Clear word.
Go ahead and read teach when you have it.
Do not prostitute your daughter.
Stop. Do not do what?
Prostitute.
Your what?
Your daughter.
You see the reason why now we got to separate ourselves from the evil of the world? Because
yes,
if we succumb to this culture, first thing we'll do, we'll have a baby. And then as soon as mom gets finished with, so what we call, her maturation period with the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, woman, go ahead and get back out there. We got to get that money. Why? Because our lust, we don't overextend ourselves. We got too much stuff. Way too much damn stuff. See what I mean? Instead of sowing into that which is important, we got damn stuff. Stuff. See, I can talk like that because myself and that man, we know what it means to start with something and then to give it all up and have nothing. And start all over damn again. And when you get finished with it all, it's still stuff. It ain't
ain't shit. It ain't nothing. When you get finished with it all.
So we want Jassy to get a job at help bringing money in and stuff. But then you got some witch, some warlock, or some transgender at a damn daycare. Can't wait to throw a spirit off on your child to where it's confused about his nature.
No.
And if it don't get confused there, then you so happy, mama.
Come on.
No. You get laid off your job and stuff. You think you're doing something by going out and standing at the bus stop and send your children to the public damn food system and let some witch, a closet warlock, or some perverted ass damn demonic inspired man or woman teach your child. They're bringing rhubarb and every damn body else up in that damn transgender and stuff, teaching your child. And your child sitting up here looking like this, thinking that that's acceptable behavior.
No,
you know the reason why it's that behavior? So you get to sit your ass at home and look at all my children.
Ooh.
God in light. As the world turns.
Come on.
You get to watch all these damn soap operas and sit on your fat, lazy ass.
Yes, sir.
And you think because you meet them at the bus stop, you done something
right
with your lazy ass.
Right.
Well, you just got been sending them to the public food indoctrination system. And you wonder why they growing up confused and don't know where the hell they coming from or where they going.
Come on, sir.
Preach.
When the preacher told your ass, even your husband don't tell you, you supposed to be a chase keeper at home. Maybe you homeschool your children. What the fuck says?
Preach.
You don't train up in a child and where they should go.
Preach.
Both
come on, sir.
So if our children end up getting turned out, whose fault is it?
The
parents. I guarantee you, damn lazy-ass Jezebel rolls up against us. I need some time to myself. No, you laid on your back. You had a damn children. Your time is here.
Right.
There's something wrong with what?
No.
Word.
I mean, and it's a time for that man that actually saddled up with you to be part
yeah
and seed into you.
Come on.
Put your ass out there and roll
yeah
up your sleeves and be a provider.
Come on.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yep.
No, the book says seek for the old path.
Yeah.
Search
yeah
for on earth.
Yeah.
When you seek for it, you're trying to rest for your soul.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yep.
That's why we ain't got no peace today. Nobody wants the old path. Nobody wants the old path.
That is true.
I wish somebody tried to condemn what I'm saying tonight. I wish somebody tried to come to the forefront.
Good luck.
We'll give you all the time you need.
With the book.
Waiting.
See, the reason why we got to go back to the first principles and first oracles of God, because
hallelujah,
family unit, that's our culture.
Hallelujah.
That's our foundation.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You can't get that right. I ain't going to get any damn thing right.
Yep. It all falls from there.
Yep.
Come on.
Wow.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
I just don't know what we're going to do. I thought I hope we obey y'all. We're getting ready to close this thing up here. But anyway, Leviticus 19:29, I'm finished teach.
Do not prostitute your daughter.
Do not what? Whore your daughter. Today.
Cause her to be a whore.
Just think about it. In this society, nobody knows this law. Christianity doesn't talk to you and it's done away with, so you don't read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of you run around with Gideon Bibles and shit was on the New Testament. So when your damn daughter's out there opening up legs in high school to every Tom, Dick, Harry, Mutt, and Jeff and got a high body count, you know that. I'm making damn baby else.
Wow.
How you going to break this shit unless you get your ass right?
Come on, sir. Come on.
How can you repent from the curse and you going to get your ass right? And you going to sit up and have the arrogance and the audacity and unmitigated gall to get mad at somebody like me because I'm reminding you of what the old past say, what God told us from the past.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you? You sick?
Mad at
you. Well, prophet did say the whole head is sick.
That's it.
And the whole heart is fat.
There it is.
We're the only ministry that I know is trying to restore the old past.
Hallelujah.
Everybody else want to stay so-called.
Hallelujah.
No, let it be Hebrew roots, Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
Messianic, Gentiles. They got all these other cliches and names,
yep,
except being Israel and no Gentile like that in the mindset mixture.
Right.
Then you get these assholes coming out here talking about, well, you got Gentiles up in the... Or explain me what Gentile is. I'm so stupid and dumb. Tell me what a Gentile is. Says, I don't know nothing. You mean because I don't define it your way. Did y'all remember my message I did on proselytes? That's a stinger right there.
I'm not teaching it.
Maybe I need to re-upload it. Reinstitute an old custom. I bet I'm re-uploading. Remix. Playback.
Yeah.
Rerun.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back again.
Sure.
All of these people you see in these camps at the end, especially some of you women, out there these camps getting passed around like a damn frisbee. Toe up. Tell them, good man. I'm not good because I say I'm good. My size tell me I'm good. All the people tell me I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Me, I see myself as a man fallible and flawed and still need work.
Yes, sir.
You understand that kind of talk?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm with you, man. Australia sends a shout out and says truth.
Hallelujah.
Bless God, Abraham.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Philippines, bless y'all.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Canada, bless y'all. Machimona. Finland.
Yeah.
Machimona. Kenya.
Hallelujah.
I see all y'all in here.
Hey,
South Africa. Machimona. I see all y'all in here. Jamaica.
Yeah.
Last one, Australia right there.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Charles, for your offering. Every single one of you for your offering. Anyway, calls her to be a what? Whore? Harlot?
Sure.
Read on.
Let the land fall. Let the land fall to horn on top.
That's what we're trying to put a halt to right
now. Hallelujah.
On my watch, as long as I'm alive,
come on.
We're going to stop this damn whoredom shit.
Come on, Jen. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You damn thirsty ass, sorry ass men.
Yes, sir.
Today deceiving damsels and women and virgins and y'all fortunate we ain't in my land today. That's y'all land too.
I'm with you.
Yeah, man, you fortunate because I'll tell you, I didn't done run your ass through. I'm telling you, I would have ran your ass and I went to bed just like this.
Hallelujah.
Say it again, because I hate sin. I just despise.
Yep, that's it.
Don't worry about European getting it right. We'll help you.
Hallelujah.
But you're going to catch hell to get to repentance, though, because we're going to make sure that your repentance is true. You ain't going to just tell us about the damn words.
No, sir.
Blow down smoke up our hindquarters, and we're supposed to receive anything you say just because you exist. No, we're going to test your ass, prove your ass, and try your ass.
Hallelujah.
Sure, it's nice being righteous, man, because you righteous, man.
Hey, come on.
Righteous
have
a whole totally different outlook.
Woo!
Oh, if we can flee with no man.
Yeah!
rights of God.
Come on, Chef.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Liberty. Yes.
Some of you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I literally feel sorry for you. Because you get so many plays. You have so little word in you. But you know these demonic thoughts.
Ooh.
Try to masquerade the word, yeah.
Like
when these damn demons are talking, I can't see you and you can't see. What the hell?
Ooh.
What kind of man would I be if I don't see the damn devil when he comes? I mean, Paul clearly said we're not ignorant.
We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Come on. See that? Come on.
We got a dual war going on. We're trying to save you and kill the devil at the same damn time.
Yes, sir.
I mean, which one do? You hold on like this and hold on one that one's going while you're pulling it? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Wisdom is justified of our own. I promise it is. Yes, it is. And all by getting, get understanding. Because wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes, it is.
And all by getting, get understanding. Somebody said, what constitutes marriage? Just sex? No, I'll beat you to the point on that. An agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage, number one, first of all, is an agreement.
Bless
you. See, everybody's so sex.
Yeah.
This damn generation is all about sex.
Hyper-sex.
They're just sex. That you don't even, see, you're so damn blinded. You don't even know the book. First of all, before you even ask a damn question like that, as a matter of fact, the book teaches me foolish.
Unlearned.
I'll take a strike for that one. I need to make me a swear jar right here. Every time I mess up, man, I put $20. That's why I need you. For just messing up, man.
Yes, sir.
Trying to answer some damn foolishness like that.
Yes, sir.
See, they don't get it.
Unlearned. Yes, sir.
So now my turn to ask the damn question.
Come on.
So the woman's betrothed. Is she married?
Mm.
So you can't answer that damn question, can you? I'll answer, but yes, she is. The reason why she's married is because she's already in a covenant agreement that cannot be broken.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
The confirmation is the sealing of the deal. The agreement has already been made. The contract has been set. If they say the word, the die has been cast.
Yeah.
The decision has been made.
I better be careful about this glass.
The decision has been made.
Yeah. That's us.
All these damn people, boy.
Hey, you just talk about Joseph and Mary.
Literally. But see, like I said, I need to make me a sweat job, man.
That's right, sir.
$20. I don't want to give too many $20. I got an allotment like everybody else does. I speak to them that know the law.
I know the law.
One thing I do know is the law. And I'm still learning more and more every day.
Yes, sir. Look at that. Look at that.
And because I admit I'm learning more, I think I'll end up whooping your ass and beating your ass because that's real humility.
Yeah. Humility. Yes, it is.
When you don't claim to really know it all.
Yeah.
But don't tell me you know it all when I can really try and see you don't know nothing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, Israel is known for Israel.
Oh, yeah.
We give y'all last word. Anybody got a last word in here? Somebody got a last word. Anybody got a last word? Somebody ace. Y'all get the last word, A. I'm having it.
Hallelujah.
Israel of Yah. We bless y'all. No lives in tonight. We truly appreciate each and every last one of you being here. Hopefully, be the Father's will. He grant mercy on my soul. Allow me rest in peace to be able to make it through tonight. Wake up with his breath and his spirit within me. See, I'm not so arrogant to say that I'm going to be here. It's totally up to him. You can understand what I mean? The spirit returns to Yah.
Hallelujah.
The one who gave. You follow me?
I'm with you.
See, that's what I'm saying. If people would have this mindset, when you go to bed, there's no damn guarantee you're going to wake up.
That is true.
And how many times have we ever heard the book say, let not the sun go down on your wrath. And you go to bed wrathful. And you want to go into eternity like that, no guarantee your ass going to wake up in the morning? What the hell is wrong with y'all? Do you understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about concrete mindset?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that word is deeply ingrained. I'm saturated with it.
Yeah.
You will not ever hear my opinion. If you do hear my opinion, I will stop.
Yeah.
And I will clearly tell you, listen, this is my personal opinion. It's not fact. It's not word. It's not gospel truth. Only my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Paul did that too, so don't give me no shit about that.
Exactly.
He says, these things I speak, yet not I, but Yahweh.
That's it.
And he will clearly let you know when he's speaking.
Yes, he does.
So shut up.
Yeah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got my spirit to be dealing with.
Yeah,
and I'll be looking at myself right here the whole time. There's only one person in the screen right there. You can look over here now, there's only one person. Hey, y'all good?
Yeah.
Oh, God, have a peaceful, restful night. We truly enjoyed our family.
Yes.
I love each and every last one of you, especially children. You know Pastor Rod.
Oh, yeah.
You know Pastor. Y'all ever seen all those children come running up to me and stuff, man? The book says, suffer not the children, for such is the kingdom of Yah. I'm not going to suffer. I'm not going to prevent them. No. They get just as much time, honor, and respect as an adult does. At least in my eyes, they do.
Right, yeah.
I will stop speaking to an adult and give a tits to a child in a minute, in a heartbeat. What is the law of the word? Be a father to the fatherless.
Yes.
With that, Israel, see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. We didn't get to know any, matter of fact, only one scripture. And yeah, we didn't get none of these, because everything, all the scriptures went over, they ain't even on his page. Ain't that it? Just one. Out of all the scriptures we've been through tonight, only one is on that page. That's it. Just one. And we didn't even finish.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we let the Holy Spirit take over. Believe me, I just wrote a cool script to this chapter and verse shit. You remember how I used to say everything I was preaching? Chapter, and that's what I studied. This is BS. I was saying chapter, verse, and word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're the ones that know. You got his spirit, my sheep.
Yes, sir.
Hear my voice. They hear my voice. They know the voice when they hear. They know the voice when they hear. Yeah, there you go. Strangers, they ain't going to fall. So, Israel, I want y'all to be encouraged. Man, I love seeing each and every last one of you. I did. We had such a wonderful time. I'm telling you, this has been a good feat.
Oh, yeah.
No riffraff. No disgusting vows.
None. That is a beautiful
spirit. Smiles everywhere.
Peaceful.
Smiles by design. There's nothing but you. There's just one to another. People have teachable spirits. Getting delivered. Getting healed. Israel, we bless y'all.
Yep.
Shabbat Shalom. The King Covenant. Go on, King. Send us on up out of here.
Hallelujah.
We out.
Bless you, Shepard.
Bless you, man.
All right, bless y'all. Make sure y'all help clean up now. Don't leave us down there.
Hallelujah.
Big side, help clean up.
What? Respect. Yeah, take a look.